Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
I still don't believe they're making it. Remember, too, not just the Mets who had a comeback win last night. The Diamondbacks had a tremendous comeback win. They were down 4-0 late in that game against the Dodgers. Ohtani was shutting them down early. They came back and won. So now, as it stands, the Mets have a one-game lead over two teams that both own the tiebreaker over the Mets with five to play. And in that game that everybody's so excited about last night. Now, what I will say is kudos to Francisco Alvarez, who learned from his mistakes, BT. This time he actually hit it over the fence. That's what you're supposed to do. Not to where the guy could go catch it. You actually hit it over the fence. So good for Alvarez learning from his mistakes. Hit it over the fence and you'll get robbed by, you know, a measly catch in center field. That's number one. But really, like, they should have been down 6-1 to begin with. David Peterson can't get anybody out. So I'm supposed to be excited and believe in this team that continues to have major issues. How many times they got to blow a lead or get behind early? Yeah, they showed some fight. I'm still not believing that the Mets are going to be a playoff team.
Yes. I said, all right, Sal, what happens if the Mets come out here and they come and they went 8-2 and Soto hits a 3-run bomb and said it was Nimmo with a 3-run bomb?
Yeah,
but you get the point. I said, how would you feel today? And what you just described to everybody is what you said yesterday. So there's consistency there. I get it, because one win doesn't take away for the inconsistencies, which have been alarmingly bad for most of this season. But I'll tell you what I thought watching that game. When last year, when Pete dropped the pop-up in Milwaukee, we all thought, that's the end of Pete, that's the end of the Mets. And last night, when McNeil, on the second error, on the diving play to his left, that I thought, by the way, Pete should have made the play on a first base, whatever. He missed it by a couple of inches, it goes into the dugout. I had the same feeling that the Mets season was over. And just like in Milwaukee, they somehow regenerated a year ago. Pete with the big oppo bomb off Devin Williams last night. A lot of people playing hero, Lindor, and obviously Alvarez, Nimmo as well. I feel like last night, now I don't know if it propels them back to the NLCS, but now I have no doubt the Mets are going to be a playoff team.
Yes,
they're going to get in.
Even watching the game, like from the get-go, it's not just Peterson that was bad. How about the defense? You mentioned a little bit of there. How about Soto? Butchering the ball in right field. And now, I'm not going to get on Soto, like that's par for the course, but it just shows you that they're not, they have played an awful brand of baseball. And I am not going to get fooled. You want to be fooled? Mets fans want to be fooled by this? So be it. They won a game last Sunday on a walk-off, and everybody was fooled by that. Not me. They won a series against the Padres. Everybody started to get fooled by that. Not me. I'm not getting fooled by one measly win against the Cubs, which, by the way, took an incredible comeback, which I don't believe that they have in them anymore. I mean, you hope that that's the case. They just haven't done it at all this year. But they get down again 6-1. They're losing the game. Took an incredible comeback and an incredible, unlikely effort from the bullpen. Brazoban, Stanek, two innings from Diaz, like, it took a lot for the Mets to be able to overcome that performance last night and win a singular game. They've got five more to go, and they're going to have to win. You'd say, well, how many of those five games do you think they're going to have to win?
I think they're going to have to win. I would say four.
Okay.
It's a lock. Three. Right. I still think they're in decent shape.
Okay, now remember, if they don't have the tiebreaker.
I know.
So if they go 3-2 and the other teams go 4-1,
I get it.
They're in trouble. Now, I don't even know if they're going to get three wins, but at least you'd feel, okay, well, if they go 3-2, it would take a 4-2 from either the Reds or Diamondbacks to beat you.
Correct.
Which is not, or, excuse me, a 4-1.
Four and one
from either of those teams to beat you, which would be tough to ask. I think one of those teams could go 4-1. I'm not even sure the Mets could go 3-2.
Okay, so you say you're not about to be fooled. I got you. To me, I don't think it's about being fooled. I think it's about reacting to everything.
Right.
And part of it has been like the Mets' talent, which, again, I think it's a little bit overstated. We've had that debate, whatever, but they clearly have some top-level talent in a lot of spots. Back into the bullpen, cut first couple of hitters. We know who they are, right? So to me, it's also about the Reds, who lost to the Pirates and are facing Skeens today. Now, I know the Diamondbacks are still there as well. I'm happy. Just a couple of things from the game real fast that I circled. So you could talk about the big home runs, Nimmo, Alvarez, Lindor as well, big clutch, all the things that happened. To me, Brazoban is the hero of the game.
Right.
Because I know he gave up the one run, but it's 5-1, then he gives up the little cheapie, make it 6-1. If he doesn't get, I think he got 8 outs, 9 outs. It was 8 outs, right? Yeah, he went 2 2/3. So to me, if he doesn't deliver those 8 outs, the Mets probably wind up losing 11-3 because they're in the wrong part of their bullpen. They're lesser, lower leverage arms. And then the season very well might be over. That's number one. So props to him. That may have resuscitated the Mets season. The play with Soto. Now, I am never, never reluctant to hit a player for a sloppy play. And that looked sloppy. It was.
The wind.
I know you don't want to hear it.
It's a fly ball to right field,
dude. I get it. I just hear me out. And I don't think Soto, you know, he had one go under his glove the other day. I don't think he's a good outfielder. You know that, okay? But Soto, I remember seeing the flags when they panned back, coming back from SNY. And they were fairly benign. They were not whipping at all. And then when they went to break, and Gary Cohn's not one to make excuses, they panned again to the flags, and they were whipping up, and they were whipping out deep to right field. Now, you factor in there's no cushion with the ivory. Mm-hmm. The wind suddenly picked up. I'm not saying that it's you got to make the play. But if he does, and there was an 18% hit probability, which means there's basically 80% chance that you should catch the ball. I'm not saying it was an easy play. You probably got to make the play. But if he does make the play, then Peterson probably has a better outing because then he's not out of the game. Then he's 2 innings in the books and he's got no runs given up.
Yeah, what happened in the next inning?
Well, I understand that, but it didn't help with what Soto did.
The Mets used 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Six guys, right?
Six guys out of the bullpen, one of which Diaz for 2 innings.
Yeah, like, who's probably shot for tonight now, unfortunately.
Okay, so then I ask you this. Like, it's great that they won last night. What a great comeback. Okay, season saved. Well, who's pitching tonight? What, is Jonathan going to go 7, 8 innings? Like, he can't.
He did the last time out. Why not?
Okay, well, let's see.
He's going to have to, pretty much. And that's the point.
Even if he does, yeah, well, he's going to have to. So now you're relying on a rookie who's been inconsistent. One day he can't get out of the first inning. The next day he's spinning a gem for the most part. Okay, well, which one are we going to get? And I would lean toward, let's say, somewhere in between. And that's going to go to the bullpen. Is their offense going to hit enough tonight? I mean, I just don't trust them. They still have work to do. Having a one-game lead with 5 games to go is not good enough. And maybe the bigger point is they've already upset me for the year. Like, I've held out, and I think I've been as fair as anybody and real as anybody. Like, this is not some positive BS. I'm being real here with what I believe in this team. And I believe that they were going to make the playoffs a lot longer than most people. And it got to a point where I couldn't believe it anymore. And they and their play has made me mad to a point where I'm out on them. I'm out. Like, I didn't want to hear it. Get to the postseason bare minimum. And then I wouldn't be taking bows. They can celebrate. I'd still be saying, good, yeah, good. You aggravated everybody in the process. You barely made it. With your highest payroll, you barely made the playoffs. And now you got to go play a tough series on the road. Like, that's good? No matter what happens the rest of the way, it is a failure of epic proportions of the regular season. Now, it better end in the postseason, meaning with them in the postseason, then that's going to be a whole nother evaluation. But they've already ruined any good feel about a regular season as far as I'm concerned.
I'm just reacting to last night. You know what I mean? Like, last night's out, I really couldn't believe what I was watching. When they fall behind 6-1, I said, my God, it's over.
Think about that.
It's over. McNeil, I don't know what happened when he was trying to turn. I guess it slipped out of his hand. The first error when he threw it into the dugout. Then the other one where he made a nice dive and stopped, and he threw it past Pete. I do think Pete's got to make that play because I think his foot was in the middle of the bag rather than the corner of the bag. That's a little subtlety. Hernandez makes that play. Mm-hmm. Good fielding for Rico Bronya makes that play. He was just choppy and heavy-footed, sloppy play, so I'm going to put that on Pete myself. The Soto miscue in right field. Okay, but at least and I'm not trying to convince you, I know where you stand, and this is not some sort of, you know, trying to, you know, recalibrate the thoughts of the Met fans that have been disgusted by this season. It has been an unmitigated disaster for 4 months. I acknowledge that. I got that. And when they get to the playoffs, I don't think they're going far. But the Reds are going to face Skeens today. Mm-hmm. The Cubs just lost 4 at home. I believe it was in Chicago. I know they lost 4 to the Reds. So the team the Mets are playing right now, they're not even playing well. The Mets had an epic comeback last night, something they haven't done much this year at all. I'm just saying, I do think they get to the playoffs.
Maybe.
That's all I'm saying.
And I'm just saying.
That was a character win, man. They could have lost 11-2.
Again, the result was great that they won. If you actually watched the game, and I know you did, I'm just saying, like, if you pay attention to that, it was awful. The starting pitching was awful. There's no way I would rely on the bullpen to do that again. The defense, awful. Look at that outfield.
Yeah. I mean, Nimmo played center for the first time all year.
They got Brandon Nimmo in center.
But you got Taylor coming back today. He's healthy. So you got your defensive center fielder back.
Yeah, okay, and then that's going to take away from the offense.
I know. Listen, I think, and we'll get to these calls.
Marte in left. With Nimmo in center, Marte in left, and Soto in right. That has to be the worst defensive.
I don't like it. I don't like that outfield at all. No, that's not that. You're not going anywhere with that. You're not going to see that again the rest of the year. Playoffs or the last five. Here's the complicated, and this is more of a downstream thing because you got to win tonight. You got to win. But Peterson is scheduled to start Sunday.
So he can't start anymore. We should have started last night.
I know, but so I am trying to look at this in multi-layers. The context of the overall Mets season, which has been an overriding failure, as we all know. Last night, which was amazing. The opportunity still in front of them, but also the impediment still in front of them.
Yeah, right.
Because I do think Tom will give them a chance to win the game tonight, like I thought he would give them last time out, and he did. Now, Peterson's scheduled for Sunday. Thursday's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
McLean, who's a horse I love. We all love him. Friday's TBD. And right now, it is Saturday, Mania, at least loosely. They haven't committed to this, but loosely, just pushing this forward. Mania Saturday, Peterson Sunday. That's what should worry you.
Yeah. Well, that does worry me. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was one game. Great win. Great win. Needed it. If they didn't have that, it would be over. Great win. There's still a lot. Still got five games to go. They're patching it together. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King now, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Back to the Yankee calls. Neil is in the Bronx. What's up, Neil?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Hey. Our boys are back in town. Hey, as far as the Yankees are concerned, they led the majors with the most home runs. And the lineup is deep enough to go deep into the playoffs and even probably win the World Series. But we need Aaron Judge to be Aaron Judge. We need him to have a clutch postseason because that's one thing that's missing in his resume. If he can do that, if he can give us the real Aaron Judge, this lineup is good enough to put up monstrous numbers to just blow out these teams.
Well, I listen, Aaron Judge is a story that is going to be discussed every day. Every at bat, if he gets off to a 1-for-9 start in whether it's the wild card, whatever it might be, he's going to hear some boos. I mean, whether it's right or wrong, it is what it is. But the difference, and I don't disagree with your main part, Judge has to join the party and be Judge at some point for a few games this October. But I do think we would probably all agree that they're better equipped to navigate an 0-for-4 from Judge than they have been in years past.
I still think they're going to need him, though, to win a World Series. Like, even if it's for just carrying a series, and obviously we don't even know. Like, we were assuming it was going to be wild card series for a while. If they win the division, it changes everything.
It does.
Let the other teams go beat themselves up. You take a deep breath. You reset.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who the opponent's going to be, obviously, in that first round. But, man, that changes everything from a Yankees perspective. Either way, Judge, to me, is going to have to do at some point. You know, it's been since 2017, and I felt after watching the 2017 Yankees coming out of nowhere, baby bombers, Judge going nuts, I have legitimately felt more often than not until the last couple years that every year since 2017, they were going to win the World Series. 2018, I thought it. 2019, I thought it. 2020, I thought it. 2021 was maybe the first year I was like, not so sure. And it was mainly because of Aaron Judge and his presence and his dominance. And we just have not seen that in the postseason, period. He talked about it last night, saying that he lost a lot of sleep with the performance last year. It's got to be different, BT. At some point, it's got to be different for Judge in the postseason. And while they may be deeper and better suited to handle his struggles in the playoffs, I still think ultimately to win the World Series, they're going to need him to get close to what he's done in the regular season.
Listen, Sal, I'm just a staunch believer, and if you are great, okay, even if it's intermittent greatness, and baseball is certainly an intermittent kind of sport where you're up and down and all over the map, the more chances you get to prove the greatness, if you truly are great, you're going to eventually pop through.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean, listen, Aaron Judge, Yankees could get back to the World Series. Judge could hit 417 with five home runs and 11 RBIs, and the Yankees are losing seven. Like, there's no guarantee that they would win the World Series, but I've always believed, as much as I was all over him a year ago, dropping the ball, not hitting, he was horrendous last October. There's just, I just can't accept until I have to, if he retires and he just doesn't do it, that he doesn't step up in October as a Yankee. He has to, and he's going to.
Yeah, you have to feel at some point it's going to happen. Jim is calling from Johnson City. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
In Tennessee.
Hey, fellas, love the show, man.
Thanks, you. Jim.
Yeah, just, you guys get me through the day every day.
Appreciate
it. Just wanted to touch on something for you, and maybe you can do a little more research than I have opportunity to, but maybe we finally figured out what Volpe is. Now, man, this season obviously frustrated the snot out of me, you know, just trying to deal with his ups and his downs and the gully that he got into. And, you know, but every time he has some time off, whether it's look back in his 3-year career,
yeah,
starts the season, he's hot as all get out.
That's true.
You know, after the All-Star break, yeah, he goes to that 2-3 week spun where he's just, you know, hitting everything.
Yeah.
Base hits, right field,
couple
all
of home
that.
Runs.
So maybe he's not 155, 160 game player. Maybe he's only 135, 140. You know, maybe that's where we need to go with him.
Well, now they could with Caballero here. The problem is they never had a backup.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, you play him for 2 weeks, you get a day off, give him the day before or the day after.
Yeah,
you
well, that's a
break.
Yeah, but but that doesn't change the postseason usage. And Jim, thanks for the call. Appreciate you reaching out in Tennessee. If that's not a Tennessee expression, annoyed the snot out of me. I don't know what is. Thank you, Jim. Like, let me ask you this, Sal. I want you to answer this because Volpe, since the cortisone shot, has played better.
Mm-hmm.
He's hit better. He's played better. He's looked better. Let's say he does, not amazingly, but he does well the rest of the way. And when Caballero, final five games, and when Caballero plays, he plays well in addition. Who starts game one?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I would, and I know this is going to come sound crazy coming from me, but under the assumption that Volpe looks the way that he's looked here since he had that shot,
yeah,
I'm playing Volpe because I think his high end, like, I would not have built the team this way. I would have sent him down to the minors, but here we are. And the way that their team is built, I would roll with the guy who I believe has the better upside and at least showed that it's not falling off the rails the way that it did. Now, you run the risk of he's going to throw one in the dirt, he's going to struggle and look like his old self, and then you have a quick hook maybe and you go to Caballero. Caballero, to me, is an exciting bench player and a weapon off the bench.
Yeah, well, that's why I agree, but I was going to fixate and focus on the last part there. To me, if you have Volpe starting, and I believe that that's what they'll do, and I believe that's what they should do at this point because he's showing some signs of waking up, as we said, but you're going to be able to deploy Caballero many different ways that can impact the game. Whether it's, you know, pinch hitting, I would feel a lot better pinch hitting Caballero than I would Volpe in the right spot. Getting down a bunt, stealing a bag, obviously going out to play the outfield, going out to play short, whatever it might be. So I just think that the diversity in Caballero game is more of a weapon in the late innings than Volpe. And because Volpe's playing better, I think that they will start him, and I think that they should.
Yeah, plus the success he had in the postseason last year. Like, there's a lot of reasons for it. You run the risk of having it, you know, having it fall apart, but I think that Volpe starting it short, which is shocking saying that, especially coming from me who wanted him down in the minor leagues, I think they would probably be better off having him starting game one. All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.